You may have heard that Whole Foods Market opened a store in Detroit this week. The grocery chain has a reputation for pricey organic fare, so you might think its decision to set up shop in Detroit means there's a little pocket of the Motor City that's thriving. And you'd be right. But the level of affluence in the neighborhood surrounding Whole Foods is well below what you'd see in other cities that have undergone urban revival. Sue Mosey is the unofficial mayor of Midtown. She knows every square inch of this neighborhood.
Okay, so first I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's going on right in this little area here.
Mosey runs Midtown Detroit Inc., and for the last quarter century, she's worked to lure businesses, improve public spaces, and nudge along real estate deals. And all that effort is paying off. You can hardly take a step in this neighborhood without seeing some new coffee shop or boutique or, well, let's let Mosey pick it up. She's driving by what will soon be a live music venue.
It was formerly a porno theater. Well, not originally, but so anyway, they'll have restaurants on the ground floor, and then they'll have this whole live theater. And then this is 61 units of market rate housing.
It's a dizzying tour, a bike factory, a bookstore, pour over coffee, and this place.
I'm Joe Posch, and we're at Hue, which is a store inspired by classic bachelor pad style in Midtown Detroit.
Think cocktail shakers, cufflinks, fancy shaving gear. Posch opened his shop a few months ago, and he says he picked this spot because there's so much interest in and buzz around Midtown.
This is just, for me, retail ground zero in Detroit.
But Detroit's greater downtown, which includes this area, still lags behind other cities people point to as examples of urban rebirth. Per capita income here is just over $20,000. That's well below the average for cities like Minneapolis that have seen a revival of their urban cores.
A lot of cities are already undergone this change.
That's Kurt Metzger. He is a demographer with Data Driven Detroit. He says downtown Detroit is just starting to attract new white residents. To a demographer, that often signals higher incomes and education. But Metzger knows that for some folks, a sudden influx of new white residents can also mean the G word.
There's this fear of gentrification. We're a long way from there.
Metzger says one thing that stalled growth in greater downtown Detroit is housing. There just isn't enough of it. Residential occupancy in Midtown is around 96%, and banks are still pretty tight-fisted when it comes to lending. And even if, or when, this part of Detroit catches up with places like downtown Pittsburgh or Minneapolis, Metzger says some perspective is in order.
Let's realize that, yeah, this is great, but this is 7.2 square miles in a city that's 139 square miles.
And ultimately, what happens in those other 131.8 square miles will matter to the long-term viability of this up-and-coming corner of Detroit. I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.